Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
The Razzcast Morning Show.
I'm on a need someone to help me down. I'm on a need someone to care. I'm on a need someone to care. I'm on a need someone to care. I'm rolling up my hair. I'm all rolling up with the ashes of you. Nobody's gonna give a damn.
Son of a bitch!
Give me a drink every night. You can't be mean. Son of a bitch! Can't be mean. Boom, 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 boom.
Whoa.
Yeah. Boy, that's
such a good song.
That's a banger.
Get you awake.
That's right. I'm sure they were wide awake when they were doing this. Old Nate, old Nathaniel Rateliff. It's not Raycliff, it's Rateliff.
Yeah, it's the son of a bitches, right? Is that the band?
No. God, what is...
I got it here, actually. I should have just looked up.
Night Sweats, yes.
Not Meat Sweats.
No. Uh-oh. Yeah, we said that we had a Truth and Consequences scheduled... person stopped replying. So we just said we'd do open phones, and that's what we shall do.
Yep.
That phone number, 1-800-774-0093. Fatboy hates it. I told him, I said, dude, we're due. We've been on a nice little streak of, people being there when they're supposed to be and such. So it's fine. It's fine. There's plenty of things to talk about. He's so frustrated. He's still calling. I appreciate, I tell you what, you wouldn't know it by the way that his character on the show lets you peek in. That boy's got some work ethic on him, and he takes it very personally. And I appreciate that.
Now, I'm not going to anymore. Stand by. Here's the good part. This is for all y'all, for me.
Son of a bitch! Give me a drink.
Not all of you, but some of you.
I even text them from my personal phone, so now they have my phone number. Great. I said, hey, we're trying to call you.
I mean, come on. I'm not going to chase you. I might. If I'm chasing you, it's because I want to wring your neck.
Ring you. I'm going to jerk a knot in your tail.
Or something. And if I jerk a knot in your tail, I got to put my hands on your shoulders. That's how that works.
I think that causes constipation, would it not?
It'll cause, for a little bit.
Yeah.
For at least 3 minutes.
You'd get backed up real bad.
Oh, you're going to get backed up. You're going to be backing up.
Speaking, I did that commercial for Rob just a minute ago, and I forwarded y'all an email. I think I have, I may have a case here with something. And I'm not, I ain't even being, I'm kind of being sarcastic. But maybe I'm not. So I get this email last... Let's see what day it was. I got the email on July 26th. That was 2 days. Okay. No, that was a reminder email.
Well, that's a pretty good response time, though. It's like a quick turnaround.
Mm-hmm. No, I got the email.
Excuse you, Paige.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, so it was last week sometime. Anyway, the email says, hi, Matt. I'm hosting a small group of enterprise operations and revenue executives on August 11th at Levi Stadium. Company name is covering round trip airfare and accommodations. We'll wrap up the day with a behind the scenes stadium tour AMA with 49ers CEO Al Guido. I didn't know that was his name. The CEO of the 49ers name is Al Guido. Anyway, dinner and networking after.
I hate to double check and verify.
Look it up.
But it don't sound like a real name, does it?
It doesn't. We have a friend named Dave Guido, but that's a nickname.
Is this his uncle?
I don't think so. He wouldn't be a 49ers fan. He's a Bills fan.
Is he from Erie, PA, by chance? I'm going to look into it.
Erie. Something about that place. So anyway, it says you'll leave with a playbook for accelerating AI adoption, high-impact AI workflows that unlock millions in pipeline potential, and a personalized AI rollout framework tailored to your station. I hope you can join us. Best, comma, Phil, last name, Director of AI Transformation, company name, San Francisco, California. So I replied, and I was like, I'd love that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
that's
like
a nice stadium.
AI is kind of daunting, but like I'd like the free trip, the airfare, the accommodations. Heck, I'd like to meet the Guido. Did you look that up, by the way?
I did look it up, and guess what?
That is his name?
That is, in fact, his name.
That is wild, man. That's wild. I wonder if there's anyone else that has ethnical slurs as their last name. That would be very unfortunate. That really, well, what would you do? You change your name, right?
I guess.
There's a guy that plays for the Oakland A's that has a name that I bet his parents regret all day, every day.
Oh, this a current player right now?
Yeah.
Is it a bad name? No, is his name like
it's
Filthy G Uber?
It's it's one of those names that you
who's calling me on my personal phone?
It's probably that person saying, you're calling the wrong number. Why am I trying to do Truth and Consequences? Look, there's her name.
Oh, yeah. Well,
it's one of those things I'd like to do for fun to get paid to read it on the radio right now. But
did he play for Eastern Michigan by chance?
Yes.
Dang it, man.
You want me to...
Don't.
There's a top jersey sale in college football, and you cannot say his name.
Dude.
I'm not saying his name, at least.
No.
You can look up Eastern Michigan's football roster, and you can figure it out.
I used to have a Florida State Seminole jersey that I wore just for fun.
Well, you can go to hell for fun. How about that?
Hey, it was a fun thing. Dakota was a good player.
Yeah, that was a big one. That was a big seller.
Yeah.
I take it.
Isn't that wild?
So are you heading out to the...
Oh, yeah. So anyway, good catch you, Paige, keeping us on board. So I get this response from a girl named Lacey. Hi, Matt. Thank you for registering with the company, blah, blah, blah. Executive what? AI Workshop in Santa Clara. We're thrilled you'll be joining us. August 11th, Tuesday, you'll be at the Elevate Club at Levi's Stadium on Marie P. DiBartolo Way.
Oh, DiBartolo's.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, those people.
Snacks.
Yeah. I'm going to beat the...
Tell Duke Power that you're on the air.
They're calling you back.
Bro.
Who is that? Commercial credit?
I don't even like. Well, okay. No, it's actually American Federal, to be honest with you. Is it? They want to offer me a black sheep checking account.
Commercial credit was who my daddy, I think, owed his soul to.
Hey, is this First Union? Sorry, hang on a second. It's the mill, actually. Alice Mill just offered me a job.
I don't even need to bring a laptop, guys, so have one for me.
Nice.
Oh, can you take it home?
Workshop from 2 to 6, stadium tour from 6 to 7, and dinner and networking from 7 until... I've been told my hotel room number. I've been told where to pick up my fob to go to the meeting.
Do we have to take some time off to so you can go to this?
Well, it's August 11th, and I am in on this. I got the reply. I have been picked to go to 49er to Levi's Stadium to do this.
Now you know what happens out there, right?
Yeah, I've been
what
forewarned.
What happens out there?
You've seen the Pride Parade videos.
But then I got an email. It says, hi, Matt. Thanks for registering for our upcoming AI transformation workshop. I noticed your title's listed as radio host, so I was curious to understand your role a little bit more. This is an invite-only workshop. I see that you were invited, but not quite sure why. For more...
who wrote that? John Lynch?
Lacey. Who is she? For more context... Much of the day will center around peer-to-peer discussions, shared challenges, and collaborative AI activities. For more context, please call me at once, but not quite sure this is going to be a good fit. Now, what is happening?
Oh, no, they uninvited me.
I think they invited the wrong person. It's like that Kevin Hart movie where he's on the wrong group text, goes to the bachelor party or whatever.
Oh, that was a pretty good movie.
Yeah, I got it on my list. I ain't watched it yet.
Well, how about since they've invited you, it's legally standing.
That's what I'm saying.
Binding, if you will.
That you both go.
Tell them you'll bring the kiddie pool to the pride parade.
She's trying to get rid of us.
No, it's...
I will...
I'll go with you.
We can chase her.
No, you know what? I love you to death, but I'd hate to go there with you. Because you'd go around showing us, this is where I lost my butt virginity. And this
I
is where
would I would never say that.
This is the first time I French kissed a French girl.
That's right, yeah, drugs.
I've never French kissed a French girl.
Well, you haven't lived.
That's right.
So, yeah, I got to talk to Rob about that for real. Because I like, what is that?
You can learn a lot. It's a workshop you could benefit from.
I know. I mean.
And it's their gaff, so they should honor it.
Yeah. Yeah, gaff is French for F up.
It's for F up.
They made such an error, and then they uninvite you. I think just to be nice, they should just let you go.
Not quite sure why you were invited, but you're in. But we're not sure this would be a good fit. That's what somebody says when they're breaking up with you.
We're not a good
fit. I don't think we're working
together. We didn't even have our first date.
It's not working out.
Zapier. Ooh, that's right. I said it.
I think we should pursue other things. It's a name not to be trusted. When you hear that, that's you're definitely breaking up.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm sorry.
Broadcast.
No, it's fine.
It's beautiful there. You'd have a good time.
Please, oh please.
Okay. Can you hang on a second?
Is it really?
Yeah, hang on for me.
What is going on?
I see the spark in your.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
Cry, my friend.
Yep.
All right, good.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Well, they're going to need a major explanation why they're late. Also, I'd like a round trip to San Francisco to make up for it.
Are you sure? You want to go there?
Is it a good fit?
They have kiddie pools.
I don't know if it's a good fit. That you know what?
That sentence is
you
mean.
You are right about that, man. And that's what that right there, that one little event right there, I don't know who they is, the internet says, that is really messing up the LGBTQ+ community because it's like ripping them apart because some of them are like, no, this is part of it. And others are like, no, it's not. You're not doing that in our name. It's kind of weird. I mean, it is. It's like when, you know, like at our Southern Baptist church, we talk crap about the other churches that held snakes and preached, you know?
Yeah.
Like they're all saying the same thing, they just did it in different ways. All right, we're going to go to break and come back and do this then. All right, good.
The leaders of the P1 revolution, the Rise Guys. RiseGuys.com.
Guys. Just laugh my ass off every morning. I mean, it's just so funny.
The Rise Guys!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
All right, we got that out of the way, and you know, that's the fun of you don't get to hear this kind of fun things on the podcast, do you?
No,
because it's all edited, real cut up, real. Some of them, I swear, they speed them up too. Like it sounds like they're sped up just to.
Oh yeah, and people read that way too.
Oh gosh, I'm too old for that. I don't like it.
They'll speed it up to 2x.
So anyway, the original person that was going to do Truth and Consequences, that was not them, but that was Fat Boy. The gleam in his eye, the spark was that we have something good here that we can go with. So let's go to the phones and go to Donna. Donna, what's going on?
Hi, y'all.
Hey, hey.
Hey.
How's it going?
I'm calling from outside.
Oh, okay. Well... What, did you just break out of prison? What do you mean? Now you're outside in the yard or something?
Yeah, I don't want anyone to hear me, if you know what I mean.
Oh, I got you. Okay, I got you. So what's up?
So, well, I guess I'm calling because I need y'all's opinion on something. Honestly, I don't know if I'm right or wrong anymore.
Uh-oh.
It's life right now.
It's going to be good.
That's usually when it gets good, yeah.
Yeah, my husband and I have been married like 28 years, and he's always had these little side businesses.
Yeah, okay.
Which is fine. I appreciate it. I really do. He's a hard worker.
Yeah.
What does he do? if you don't mind me asking.
Linemen for the power company.
Oh, God bless. That's hard work right there.
That's good money. Shout out, Pike.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
dangerous.
He's good at it.
He's good at it.
But he's always got some little business idea.
Yeah. Like what?
Yeah, like years ago, he was fresh. First it was pressure washing. Yeah. Then it was reselling tools. Then it was buying storage units.
Oh, no. He's been watching TV.
Yeah.
Watching Storage Wars.
Yeah, right. Mm. And then Then one day he got a car lot in Greenwood, was going out of business, and he bought 11 of those inflatable tube men.
Oh, the wacky waving inflatable tube men. Yes.
He bought 11?
Where do you put them?
11.
Why? Why buy 11?
Because they were cheap, and apparently he knew that, I don't know, he knew people that wanted them.
Of course he did, right? New idea.
Yeah.
And I hate to admit it, but he made a ton of money.
Aha! Very nice. Yeah.
Right, but that's the problem. He got lucky one time, and now he thinks every idea is a shark tank. Mm.
Well, that's how it starts, right? To get a little taste.
That's exactly how it starts. Yeah. It's so inspirational to watch that show.
Yeah.
It really is.
See Babs on there.
Well, then he bought one inflatable water slide.
Yeah.
Then another one. Yep. Then another one.
Oh,
and
Jesus.
Now?
How many?
26.
Oh, my God.
26 inflatable waters?
26 inflatables. Yeah, that's
God
right.
Bless.
Ew, that ain't a side hustle.
Hey, you got a freaking inflatable amusement park. Hey, what all do you have?
Dude, he's hoarding.
Like, what all do you have?
All right, two tropical water slides, three bouncing castles, and a dinosaur combo, a unicorn combo, pirate ship, giant shark, fire truck, police cruiser, safari thing, an obstacle course, a basketball challenge, Halloween pumpkin bounce house, Christmas bounce house.
God bless.
And I don't even know what else anymore.
You have a Christmas bounce house?
Yes.
How many?
How many days a year can you even use a Christmas bounce
house? Well, apparently it's not enough to justify owning one.
I am kind of oddly fascinated by this right now.
You got an obstacle
course. Well, you wouldn't be if you had to help move them.
Well, that show, I see that, sure.
Yeah. See, that's where this becomes my problem.
There it is. You're the you're the enlisted help. You got to do it.
Yeah. Yes. Every Friday night, we're loading trailers.
Yeah.
Every Sunday afternoon, we're picking stuff up. Then we're cleaning the mud off, and we're folding everything up. Yeah. Then we're pulling it all back into storage.
So you're involved in all of it, too? You're his assistant?
Yeah. Every bit of it.
Now, here's the big question. Is he giving you some money?
I believe that ha-ha.
That's funny.
Yeah. The ha-ha is the laughter, is the payment, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently, my payment is building something together.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's got you on that.
Which, it sounds nice until you're scrubbing dirt off a pirate ship at 6 o'clock on a Sunday.
That's fair. Actually, that is a fair.
Yeah.
Hey, it is.
Well, and here's the thing. Everybody thinks we're making money.
You're not making money when you got 26 inflatables?
No.
Hold on. You got 26 inflatables and you're not making money on it?
No, because nobody counts the real cost.
All right, you got to tell me what this is. Like, explain the cost.
But they're high.
All right. For example, this past weekend we had 6 rentals.
What's that?
Okay.
Pretty good, right?
Sounds good, right. Then there's gas, storage unit, insurance, blower repairs, straps, cleaning supplies, trailer maintenance, replacement parts. And after all that, we made about $74.
Total? Like, that's it?
Total.
Per or for all 6?
Yes.
Good God. That is rough.
That's so lucrative.
Yep.
Can't live on that.
I do.
And then that's before you count the fact that we spent basically our entire weekend doing it.
I mean, your time's got value, and you don't want to be doing this stuff in the negative, so.
Exactly.
Yeah, but businesses don't become profitable overnight, though.
It's been 4 years.
Oh, I mean, that's different than overnight.
That's 4 years.
That's kind of the information I was going to ask next. Yeah, how long you've been at it.
I know.
Wow.
It sounds like I'm complaining.
Yeah.
Well,
a little
I'm
bit,
tired.
Maybe, but yeah.
No, I'm just tired.
I get that. I totally understand. I get that. I do.
We have one son. He's grown, married, lives in Arizona.
God bless.
Supposed to be our time now.
Your son needs an air conditioner bad. Hey, but I get it, though. This is not your twilight years. You want to enjoy it this way.
No.
I get it.
And instead, every weekend, we're wrestling bouncing houses or boxes, whatever they're called.
That's the phrase I never thought I'd hear.
Does your husband know that you're so angry about this?
Not really.
Why?
Because every time I bring it up, he starts talking about growth.
He wants to get bigger than 26.
No, seriously. He starts talking about market share and inventory and customer retention and all this
stuff. He's going to talk about his CAC. It's like being on Shark Tank.
Exactly.
Customer acquisition cost.
So I would probably know the answer to this, but has he picked a name for the business?
3 times.
Okay. I hope it's not because of bankruptcy or anything you changed those. That's not a good sign, though, really.
No, all those have cost us a fortune.
Yeah.
I bet.
Does he enjoy it, though?
Well,
it sounds like a carny, if I'm being honest.
He does. Yeah, your husband's a carny.
Exactly. He loves it, and that's the other problem.
Why is that the problem, though?
The neighborhood kids know him, and every time he pulls into a party, the kids start yelling, "Blow up, man! His hair, dumb."
No, they don't.
Blow up, man.
Yes, they absolutely do.
So blow up, man.
God, that's great.
Yeah.
He loves it.
It's one of the better nicknames you could have, I suppose.
I mean, the good part is maybe he's making kids happy, but if that's not the end game that you want.
Makes him happy, though.
It's cute. He comes home grinning. Oh, man, those kids were so excited.
Yeah, I guess.
He's doing it for the right reason. That's cool.
Yeah.
You better strap those suckers down.
Sounds like a sweet person.
It's not sweet when you're folding up a shark at 98 degrees weather.
I'm folding up a shark.
Then he named every single one of them.
No way.
You said
he named them
It's just got better.
Like, what are the names?
Oh, yeah. We got Big Blue, Princess Penelope, Jurassic Jerry, Captain Splash, Patty the Pirate Ship, and Sir Bounce a Lot.
Sir Bounces a Lot. That's great. That's great.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
I like Sir Bounces a Lot, man. That's cool.
Maybe you rent it for the parking lot.
Of course you do. Listen to her.
God.
Man. Well,
I don't know. I don't let him tell you.
Does he talk to him.
I mean, don't let him tell you. He doesn't talk to him.
He talks to what, the inflatables or the kids?
Absolutely.
No way. It's what he shouldn't be talking to either one.
Yeah, right.
Last month, I watched him pat the unicorn and say, "Easy, girl. We'll get you folded up."
Stop.
Ooh.
I swear.
Ooh. That's one of the funniest things, but also my mind goes to the gutter with that, so it gets... I'm awful for that. But
he'll deny it.
Well, of course he would. I would.
So what do you... God bless it. You want us to prank call him and try to get Princess Peach or whatever it was called?
I don't know. I guess I just want someone besides me to tell him this isn't working.
Yeah.
Well, that's dangerous.
Yeah.
Yeah, because on one hand, I understand what you're saying, but on the other hand, I kind of respect the guy that's trying to build something. Because, my business, it took a while It sometimes you have the greatest intentions and it just won't make any money. But enough about Fat Boys Bacon Beard Oil. We'll talk about that at another
time. God, I wish I knew how to get some.
But did they make $74 after an entire weekend?
That's a fair point. I get that.
Yeah.
I get that. I think before we say anything to this or further, let us call him. Because we didn't have a truth and consequence.
Yes.
Seriously, because we the one that was going to do this bounced out.
They're gone, banned forever.
We just call him and say, hey,
so and so.
Well, he's never heard any of this.
And from everything you've told us, he sounds like a decent guy. He's a good man, right?
No, he is. He's a really good man.
Okay. Then tell him that and just say, look, I think we got to maybe put this towards something else.
Yeah,
we'll call him.
Y'all really would call him.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
If yes. you want us to, we will call him. Now, this not, isn't not just to get free plugs, is it?
No, not as an ambush.
Oh.
I don't want him blindsided.
Oh, no, we can do something.
Tell him his wife is on the Rise Guys, and she wants to talk to him.
Well, okay. He know who we are, then?
Oh, yeah. Okay, he knows who you are.
Yeah, fat boy.
He doesn't start podcasting the show until 8, but I don't know. Want him to listen. Yeah.
Don't bother here to.
All right. Hold on. We're gonna get that information. We're going to call Mr. Pump It Up, Paige, or whatever. Sir,
no.
What was it? Sir Bounces a lot.
Oh, I like that.
Maybe we can figure out why he's whispering to bounce houses.
God.
He's not making any money. I would think that a lot of people want that. You know, they're fun.
Yeah, but if you, like, might not be charging enough. If you're doing 6, and by the time you go, but she might be like counting, like, you know, her making like 25, 30 bucks an hour, whatever it would be, plus gas. And
they just need to advertise.
You bouncy. Listen to
this
house.
This biot over here trying to sell advertising.
You smell like a bunch of kids and sweat, you bouncy house.
Don't make him a weirdo. He just enjoys it.
What the hell?
He's got 26 bouncy houses.
Well,
I mean, that's a lot, but
he's just watching the kids bounce in them.
So is she. I mean, they don't watch. You set them up and leave.
Wait a minute. Don't you have to stay for insurance? I don't know how that works.
For birthday parties?
I got 26 bouncy houses and watching all the kids jump around.
We got one for Jasper's party, but my daughter did. I'll ask her if there was.
Did you strap it down?
Yeah, they did.
I think they did.
They came and set it up. And
you seen the wind on those suckers?
Yeah.
We'll take them.
Yeah.
You already steal his lunch. I'd hate for him to be on a bouncy house and not secure.
God, could you imagine if one of the freaking cows got up on the bouncy house?
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show. The Rise Guys.
All right, let's make this snappy. If you're just joining us, Donna called in because she's, I'd say, aggravated with her husband's side business.
Yeah, should have been here already, but if you just tuned in, you know, whatever.
It was a struggle to put it together, but so he's got a full-time job working for the power company,
which is good money.
Yeah,
I was gonna say, and dangerous as crap too.
As much as a rate hike, it should be good money.
God no kidding, but you might get free light bulbs.
Let me get one.
So the last 4 years, three or 4 years, he's built up a business where they rent out inflatables, water slides, bouncy houses, freaking pirate ships, all this stuff.
Obstacle course, too.
Yeah.
Pirate ships.
He's got an inflatable Disney World, to be honest.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's an amusement park. And so she says after all the gas, insurance, repairs, rental storage units, blower repairs, like all that stuff. And then Friday nights and Saturday or Sunday afternoons, picking up, dropping them off. She said they made like, was less than 100? 74. $74.
Which is pennies. It's nothing.
After doing 6 rentals.
That's
so
a lot.
Donna wants to tell her husband. He's on hold. He doesn't know why. He's listening to you put Kelly Clarkson on there again. Like Kelly Clarkson.
Kelly Clarkson!
She also didn't want to ambush him, Paige, which you were saying off there, which showed how sweet of a woman she was.
Yeah.
So we told him that his wife was on the phone and wanted to talk to him.
Oh, I'm playing breakaway for him, too. This is the good part. You want to give it a second or bring him on now?
All right, let it play through the chorus part.
This is the bridge, too. Billions with 100-fold, swing around revolving door. All right, I think he's good.
Hey, EJ. EJ.
Good morning, guys.
EJ, how are you, sir?
I'm all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, am I going to win some concert tickets or something?
Yeah, sorry about that, EJ.
No.
Yeah.
Your wife.
Not going to happen.
Your wife has something she'd like to tell you. Your wife, Donna. Donna, go ahead.
Hey.
Hey,
Donna. Hey. I love it. Good old country people. I love it. Go ahead, Tar.
I love you. I just love you. Oh.
I love you, too.
I'm tired.
Tired of what?
Tired of those inflatables.
Seriously?
Yeah.
On the radio?
Yes,
I didn't know how else to do it.
It's the best place to
Donna, come on.
EJ, don't get mad and cuss, please.
I swear you won't.
Please.
No. I'm not mad. I'm just embarrassed. I'm on the radio. Like, there's a difference.
Wait, but why are you embarrassed?
Great. Yeah.
Like, why, though?
Well, everyone is now listening to all of our business.
Well, we have it.
I mean, this is in Greenville, Greenwood, Spartanburg. Right? Is this not all over?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, don't forget Tennessee, North
Chattanooga,
Georgia,
Cleveland, Oglethorpe,
Arizona.
Everybody
parts.
Knows what we make now.
Well, I didn't call to embarrass you.
But you did.
I called because you don't hear me at home.
That's not true.
It is. Every time I bring it up, you start talking about the future.
There is a future in this.
Well, we've been hearing about the future for 4 years.
Businesses take time. They don't just happen overnight.
I told her that. I do agree
with
that.
They did say that.
I do agree.
Now, 4 years isn't overnight.
That is also true.
Valid point.
Also true.
Y'all are making this really difficult. Be honest with
you. Well,
me and Paige? No, I know what you're saying.
I'm trying here. Like, most men... You know, bitch and moan because they don't have enough money, and I'm trying to make us more money.
Right.
I'm one of
you
those men.
Are?
Yeah.
You are. Buddy, we are. I'm out there every Friday loading trailers. I'm out there Sunday cleaning mud off pirate ships. I'm the one helping fold Princess Penelope into a burrito. Don't tell me you are doing it. We are.
Okay, that's fair. You do help a lot.
That's a good answer right there.
Yeah, she helps a lot. She's free labor.
Yeah.
But, look, I'm trying to build something for us. I'm not trying to get rich. I'm trying to build something. Maybe one day I can retire from the power company and this pays all the bills. That's just the dream I'm going for.
That is a respectable goal. I know, one day I want to quit working here.
I know. I just don't know if this is it.
So how many rentals did y'all have this weekend?
Six.
That was six.
Jordy said.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, that's not bad.
No, it's a start.
It could always be more, but it's not bad.
No.
It's better than none.
Matter of fact, next weekend, we've got 8 booked.
Yeah.
Well, that's better already.
And how much work is that going to be?
It's work.
Exactly.
EJ, let me ask you this. Do you have a favorite inflatable?
I knew it. I knew you would ask.
Like, seriously, because she told us all of them.
Yes, she did. You told you got to have one.
You got a favorite?
Just tell him, EJ.
Probably Captain Splash.
See?
See, that's the real answer, though.
I'll tell you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell him why.
Oh, God.
I mean, kids love it. When they see me pull up, they start hollering, the blow-up man. I ain't gonna lie.
I bet it does. There's a blow-up man.
Yeah, and that's why he won't stop. He loves it.
Well, maybe it's kind of like charity.
Excited. Parents are happy. It's a lot of fun.
You can't hate on it.
He's talking about getting a tattoo.
No.
don't do it, EJ. Don't do it.
Yeah.
I mean, all right.
Just tell him what it was. Tell him which one.
I'm thinking, you know, a tattoo, the blow up man.
Don't put it across your chest or no.
Don't do it. That's also creepier stamp. If you say it. If you say it, when the blow up man's here.
Hey, guys, what's up, blow up man? Yeah.
Just my cap.
Oh, well, that's much classier there, EJ.
Dang, dude.
No, we just, for real, we're just trying to help.
Hey, is it going to have balloons around it, though, the tattoo?
Maybe some little stars. Little stars around there.
Make it a tramp stamp.
No.
He actually looked up fonts. So don't encourage him.
Oh, wow.
Don't encourage him.
Oh. Did you look up fonts? Right.
I just did some, you know, exploration.
Oh, man.
God, EJ.
Bless.
I love you, EJ, and I don't say that much to people.
I don't know if I love him or if I want to fight him. I'm just kidding.
Donna,
let me ask you this.
What?
I don't want to fight you, EJ. I'm just kidding. Donna, is part of this the fact that EJ gets all the credit, though? Because you just said...
Well...
Oh. Because you said you do the work, too, and he's the blow-up man.
No, not really.
Nobody's yelling, look, y'all, it's the blow-up lady.
Yeah, they don't say that.
Mr. and Mrs.
Blow-up. Yeah, well, no, that doesn't bother me, no.
Really? God dang, if they said the blow-up lady's here, I'm looking twice.
No.
Well, I know. Cowboy has a blow-up doll. He's a fan. No, like, they don't bother you a little bit when they're like, oh, look, it's the blow-up man. Yeah.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
There's got to be a little bit of truth in there, right?
Uh-oh. Okay, hold on. I called y'all because we're supposed to help me. What? Now, you're psychoanalyzing.
I'm not. I fell out of my freaking chair.
He is.
Holy crap. I was not psychoanalyzing
you.
We didn't say that.
I'm jealous. Somehow
no,
I'm jealous.
I didn't say that.
That's not what this is. I don't care who gets credit. I care that we're spending our weekends making $74.
I know that. I know that.
No, y'all. You always do this. Because I thought y'all would understand.
Donna.
We're trying to help.
No. I'm done.
Donna, look. She hung up.
Yeah, she hung up.
Dude,
God dang
gosh.
It.
Hold on. Is EJ? God bless it. EJ, you there?
I don't do what you do.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. All right. Wow.
Why is she blaming me for your psychoanalyzing?
How could I not laugh at that? I wasn't psychoanalyzed. But it did sound like, because when he said, I'm trying to build us a future, she said, you, we. Not meaning yes, but we as you and I together. EJ.
Psychoanalyzm.
Okay. Talk to her and figure that out. Because, like, here's the thing. Before, and you'll hear, because she said you listen to the podcast starting at 8, so you better go listen.
Yeah.
She obviously loves you, and she never once said you was crazy. She said the opposite. She didn't say you're lazy. She said you were a go-getter.
Yeah. She's just tired of doing it with you. Just give her a break.
Well,
find someone else to help you.
I appreciate that.
And for what it's worth, though, I respect anybody out there willing to work a full-time job and then go hustle in the evenings or the weekends. And I also understand, though, why she wants to have her weekends, too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Maybe hire somebody to help out.
Exactly.
Well, then that cut into 74. Well, I shouldn't say that.
Plus, you got to admit,
maybe I got a little carried away.
Oh, yeah.
Now, don't be such a simp now.
No, I was really about to say that. 26 is a lot.
That is a lot. Maybe don't buy 27.
Yeah.
Maybe don't buy the 27.
Maybe 26 is a lot.
Yeah.
Well, sell some of them and then just keep your favorite one and just do it part-time.
There you go.
Don't get 26.
There you go. All right, go call your wife for real, okay? All right? And then I'm gonna get that number. I want to get that pirate ship for the grandkids. Hold on a second. I might get a promo deal on that one.
You move those 11 or 12 wacky inflatable flailing arm tube guys, and now you think you're Warren Buffett.
Well, dude,
26.
Okay, I don't know if that's really Donna texting. Someone's texting as Donna right now. That's not her. That's a different phone number, you jerk. God bless.
$74. Like, he shouldn't be excited about doing it for that little pay.
Uh-uh.
Well,
I mean, hell. Right?
Well, you know, with that, though, is she figuring in, like, what they're getting paid per hour? Because, I don't pay myself out of my business. I don't.
You're supposed to pay yourself first.
Mm-mm. No.
Well, buddy?
No.
Why do it then?
Because I'm building something for the future.
Well, I mean, look, You know better than me because I don't have a business.
No, no, no.
I do have a bacon scented beard oil, though, at golly.com.
Yes, you do. And it's also available at jeremyellenberg.com.
It is.
But still, with that, though, like, she said, y'all do this all the time. I don't want to have that kind of.
It's good on private, Steve. Yeah.
I don't want it to be like that. You know what I mean? If you call in and ask for advice, I'm probably, I am going to psychoanalyze you, but only from a place of care. Because I've always been psychoanalyzed by people. And it is a tough word to say. It's like Hulk Hogan.
We're just trying to figure out how the clock ticks, brother.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Plus, do you want your genitals to smell like bacon? Please get the bacon scented beard oil.
I don't know that it's safe for genitals. I know you just can't ingest it. I don't know that it's not, but I don't know that it is.
Sorry, don't boof it.
This text right here says you guys should bring back Free Plug Friday for EJ to put. You know what? Not once did they ever even try it.
Which I appreciate that, to be honest.
I thought that's where that was going to go. One of those things where it's like, hey, man, our business is struggling. Our marriage is going to fall apart. Please help.
I guess he didn't plug because he didn't want salespeople knocking down his door.
Right.
Well, that's true. I mean,
he's got to commit to something. Got to get somewhere.
Spend it to make it.
Yeah.
Play small, stay small. I got that on my refrigerator.
I was setting you up to be a dick, and I appreciate you not taking the opportunity.
Well, I'm still just thinking about her trying to say psychoanalyze, and I'd like to hear it again if you could isolate it.
Oh, we'll get it for you when we come back.
All right.
This is the Rise Guys, Madman, Paige, and Fat Boy.
Every morning, it makes you laugh.
I would hate to start my day without them.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.